Welcome back to Kid George Stories. If this is your first time listening, we want to welcome you to the family. Hello! Make sure you click follow or subscribe so that you don't miss out on any of our stories. Today, I want to give a special shout out to Jacob from British Columbia, Opal from Springfield, Missouri, Olivia from Denver, Samuel from Australia, and Caitlin from Montreal. Hey guys, if you guys want your own shout out on the episode, go to kidshortstories.org, fill out that form, and I'd love to say hey and welcome you to the family. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Have I ever told you the story of how Zara joined the Spy Kids? I haven't. Oh no. Do you know how kids join the Spy Kids team? Have I ever? I haven't. Oh no. Well, you see, to join the Spy Kids team, you have to be very brave and you have to solve a mystery. Spy Kids headquarters are always watching to see if there's any new recruits out there that are some really smart, brave kids that can join the Spy Kids team. Well, you see, Zara was not always on the Spy Kids team. She, just like everybody else, had to start somewhere. So we gotta go way back to when her dad, and her brother Alfie went to a soccer game. You see, they thought it was just a normal soccer game that they loved going to. Their favorite team was the red team, and today the red team was playing against the blue team. They were so excited to cheer on their red team and hope that they scored more goals and won the game. When they got to their seats, they had some popcorn and some other delicious snacks that they had got at the game. As they were watching the teams get ready for the game, Zara noticed something very strange. She said, "Dad, have you ever seen people put paint on their shoes?" And her dad said, "No, I haven't. That is kind of weird. But, oh well. Let's go, red team!" he shouted. Zara had never seen someone paint their shoe before for a soccer game. And all the players on the other team were doing this. This was super strange. And whoa, she noticed that as soon as they put paint on their feet, they would like bounce and like go really fast. That is very strange, very weird. Ready, go! The game started and the blue team got the ball and holy smokes, they're fast. They were way faster than the red team. And they scored. Oh no. Zara couldn't believe her eyes. "Alfie, did you see that? Did you see how fast they were?" And Alfie shrugged. He said, "Yeah, they're way faster than our team. That's crazy. I thought our team was pretty good." Zara was not tricked. She knew that something with that paint on their feet must have made them extra fast. She had to figure it out. So Zara spent the rest of the game not really watching the game as the blue team scored a lot of goals. But she was watching the sidelines where the equipment manager was holding on to this bucket of paint that everyone was using to put on their shoes. "Man, if only I could get a sample of that paint," Zara said. "Then I bet we could figure out where that's coming from, because that has to be cheating. That is not fair. If they're putting some super paint on their shoes, that's not fair." It's halftime. At halftime, the teams take a break and the coaches take some time to look over their notes and see how they could do better in the second half. Zara said, "Alfie, come with me. Let's go check and see what that paint is, and let's go see if we can get some. Zara, Alfie, and their dad carefully snuck over to the sidelines. They were trying to get close enough to that paint can to see what it was. Oh, let's take a picture. Zara started taking pictures, and just then, the equipment manager saw them and said,
"Hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. This is not for kids. Go away."
Oh my, he is not nice. But we got some evidence. We got some pictures. Let's look at them. As they zoomed in on the pictures they took, they saw the bucket of paint had a label on it that said, "Do not..." Wait, what does that say? "Do not let others see this." Oh, it's gotta be illegal. That is not fair for soccer. And it said, "This is fast paint." Oh, speedy paint. That is, I've never heard of that before, but that can't be allowed. The blue team is so much faster. We gotta stop them. Zara, her dad, and Alfie didn't know who to tell or what to do. So they ran over to someone behind the concession stand and tried to tell them, but that person was not very helpful. And pretty soon, the game was over. The teams were headed back to their buses as they were about to leave. And Zara was feeling pretty disappointed because they couldn't find the right people to show this evidence to. And as they were walking out to their cars, "Oh, Dad, look, there's the referees. Let's go." Zara, Alfie, and their dad ran as fast as they could to the referees and showed them the pictures. The referees could not believe their eyes. This was definitely not allowed in their game of soccer. The game was a forfeit, they said. The blue team has cheated, and the red team is the winner. Woohoo! Zara, Alfie, and their dad saved the game. What an amazing adventure. But the story is not over. You see, solving a mystery like that gets the attention of a lot of people. Solving that mystery as a kid gets the attention of Spy Kids headquarters. Within minutes after they turned the evidence over to the authorities, Spy Kids headquarters had arrived at the scene.
"Hello, Zara, Alfie, mister. We've been pretty impressed with your solving of this mystery, and we'd like you to take this offer seriously as we make you an offer to join the Spy Kids team."
"You're kidding me," Zara said. "You want me on the Spy Kids team?"
"Oh yes, we were very impressed with how you handled this mystery, and we definitely need you and your brother on our team."
"Alfie, did you hear that? Yes, we most certainly will. That's amazing. Thank you." And then began the journey of Zara and Alfie and their illustrious career with the Spy Kids. Dun, 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 dun. The end.